This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A confirmed case of active tuberculosis is at the GEO Group's ICE Processing Center in Aurora. Colorado's health department is asking for immediate cooperation with a public health investigation. CPR health reporter John Daly has more.
In an open letter, Executive Director Jill Hunsaker Ryan asked GEO to provide the information needed to probe the case. It also calls for GEO to allow public health investigators access to the center no later than Friday, July 17th. Active tuberculosis, also called TB, is a serious disease spread through the air. Without treatment, it can be fatal. Ryan said local public health officials have encountered barriers to investigating the situation. GEO referred CPR to ICE. It has not yet responded to a request for comment. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Denver, a local license to run a child care business will no longer be required. The city council eliminated the process in order to align with the state's licensing process. The move is intended to remove expensive redundancies for child care providers, such as public health and fire safety inspections, as well as zoning approval. In Colorado Springs, housing prices remain high during this summer real estate season. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The median price for a single-family home sat at just under $500,000 in June. That's comparable with last year at this time. The numbers come from the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors. The group calls this a normalizing of the housing market after years of high interest rates. The number of homes for sales increasing, and those properties are usually selling in about a month and a half. That, too, is similar to last June. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
You can find more news at CPR.org and in the Colorado Public Radio app.